The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the new channel, Our Passion Transforms, a community that sees all things new. I'm Nato Agbayani, here with Para Sa Bayan. See you later, and you're still on TNC. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're here on TNC, here at Hashtag Para Sa Bayan. Tonight, we will talk about Philippines as a rising tiger building our national brand. This is episode 38. We're on our season 3. Tonight, we have a very special guest. And of course, we have Engineer Grace Bondad Nicolas. She is a marketing advisor to billionaires and a serial entrepreneur. Engineer Grace Bondad Nicolas is the co-founder of Tag Media Group, that's composed of the following companies: AG Builders and Developers, Tag Media, and Public Relations, AAA Cosmetics and Trading, Hidden Hills Farms by Josefino, and Rising Tigers Magazine. She is a graduate of Bachelor of Science in Industrial Engineering. And of course, meron siyang Master's in Management, Major in Engineering Management, both from the Colegio de San Juan de Letran. And of course, she took up a lot of business courses in Ateneo and AIM. So without any further ado, we'd like to bring in our guest tonight, Grace Bondad Nicolas, Engineer Grace. So welcome, Grace. Welcome to the new channel here on Hashtag Para Sa Bayan.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, of course, Nato, for inviting me here. And again, it's not my first time here, but I'm always excited, especially a lot of our friends are watching now. So, hi, everyone.
Hello. So, saan ka before nag-guest? Sa ibang show?
Oh, no, of course, here at TNC. Pero I forget TNC. Na, I think multiple times na rin. And then when you invited me, I'm still so excited. Kasi even during pandemic, di ba, parang as in everyone's naglilo. So this is actually my first time again to be with everyone. Ayan, to share something about me naman and also about the Rising Tigers magazine and about a lot of things that's happening right now.
Nako, welcome. So anyway, our first we will throw in our first question. Siyempre, ang dami kong na-discuss kanina nung in-introduce kita. Can you tell me more about your journey from, hindi naman from birth, I mean your career. How did you, kumusta yung journey mo? Like, how did you start? And then, ano yung mga naging milestones mo moving forward into where you are at now?
Nako, ayan na to ha. Usually kasi I'm doing also public speaking. And with also many activities and with also many businesses that I have right now under the umbrella of TAG Media Group? Yan yung usual question. But then again, I really need also to explain kung saan talaga nag-start, ano. It really started when I was in grade 6. Okay, hindi na from birth, ha? From grade 6. Oo. Kasi my parents own this construction company. It's a hardware store. They supply a lot of construction material. So kaya nga, ang tinatawag every time they ask me, even nakapikit ako, anything that you're going to ask me with regards to construction, all the materials, I can say, I can share it to you very well. Kasi doon ako lumaki. During grade 6, ayan, as in totally, pag tinawag ako ng tatay at nanay ko, pumunta sa tindahan, magbilang ng hollow blocks, magbilang ng pako, magkilo ng pako, I'm doing that. Ayan, and I'm so happy doing that for them. I'm the eldest. Yun, so, tatlo kami magkakapatid na babae. So, for me, keep on hearing this with my parents na if others can do it, why can't you? Diba? Kasi nga, we're all girls. So, kung ano daw ang kayang gawin ng, of course, ng men, we can do it also. And then, every time that they're asking me, even my two sisters actually, lumaki kami sa construction, doing all the dirty things. And again, we're very grateful. Ayan, doon ko lang nalaman din na it's a training ground na pala. Diba? Kasi during that time, di ba, parang, oh, I want to play pa and also I want to do these things than going to the store. Siyempre, may ganung pagkakataon because you're still young. Diba? But 80%, 90% of those things, we're happy. Ayan, learning everything from them and helping out. And again, yun nga, yun pala yung training ground na little did we know na yun na pala yung ano, talagang tinitrain na kami kung what will happen in the near future. Ayan. So doon nag-start talaga sa construction. We met everyone. We met the carpenters, the mason, the owners of the buildings and everyone. So training ground talaga yung construction company. Even the suppliers, 'di ba? Iba't ibang suppliers may pare-pareho ng presyo, merong mga mumuray, may mamahalin. So the negotiation also was there already.
Yes, no? Negotiation, diba? Is nag-start na kaagad.
Correct, right? Correct. I'm so grateful with my parents kasi at the young age also, talagang tinirain na, pinagkatiwalaan na kami. Especially also my two sisters. I'm the eldest. Yung sister ko rin who right now owns a resort naman. And then my youngest sister naman in Milan. So as in, every one of us, independent na. Even during college, sige, mapupunta naman tayo sa college na. Oh, okay, during college, tindahan na ako.
Okay.
Alam mo yung time na wala pang mga prepaid, yung mga postpaid, di ba? Palaging paid yung cellphone. Nagtinda ako ng ano ng mga smartphones, ng mga Globe phones. Ayan, palaga. During the...
Did you know that I came from Smart?
Ay, wow.
During those days, na wala pang prepaid.
Diba?
Nasa corporate ako before.
Correct. Nandun pa yung time na, yung postpaid, baka hindi mag-approve yan. Kasi imagine, bayad mo na bago mo gamitin.
Diba? Yung time. Diba?
Yes. So, nag-OJT ako sa iba't ibang company. Kasi nga, I took industrial engineering. So, diba, may mga OJTs yan and everything else. Binibentahan ko yung mga nasa manufacturing companies, yung mga nasa office. And I earned so much. As in, ang dami-dami ko talagang pera even during college. Oh. And then, meron pa akong uncle sa US, nagpapadala ng mga imported goods to sell. I'm selling that also. And hindi ako nahihiya. For me, I'm enjoying so much. At the same time, I'm earning so much. I don't need to ask anything pa from my parents. Diba? I can buy everything that I...
financially independent ka na noon. Nung college.
Yes, actually. Hindi, talagang mahilig na rin ako magbenta, magtinda-tinda. Even during elementary days yan, naalala ko na yung mga drawing ko, binibenta ko sa mga classmates ko. So, as in totally, I don't know. Siguro, I grew up with an entrepreneurial mindset already kasi hindi niyo nakita ko sa parents ko. What's nice with my parents, for like my mother, for 15 years, he was a kindergarten teacher before venturing into entrepreneurship. So nagkaroon muna sila ng auto supply, and then after that, nagkaroon ng construction. They started with the hollow blocks, you know, with the help of DOST, with the help of DTI.
Where was this?
Come again? Oh, that's in Laguna. I'm from Laguna. I grew up in Laguna. So, true-blooded Laguenyo ako. Ayan, in Calawan, Laguna.
Calawan. Okay, okay.
Yes. Interesting, ah. That's after that's before San Pablo City. Kung magpa-pass by ka via Los Baños.
Yeah, I think may naging classmate ako na naging counselor dyan or something. Sa Calawan.
I'm sure. Oo, I'm sure. So, ano eh, for me, my mindset is really, if you're doing this thing, you can harvest something also. And also, yun nga, from the start, hindi ako nahihiya, even pasakayin ako ng tatay ko sa truck. Kasi di ba, may mga delivery trucks kami. At ang hindi ko pa makalimutan talaga, sinundo ako ng tatay ko sa school using the truck. As in yung elf na truck. Yung, and I'm like,
yung graba. Oh,
yung lalagyan ng graba, sinundo ko ng tatay ko. Although we own already cars during that time.
Yes.
Pero alam mo, yung siguro hindi available yung driver, and then my dad was the one who was the available that time. Alam mo, yung realization mo that they're doing that. Imagine, I'm in college at sinusundo pa ako. Diba? Okay. So, I had my college in Letran eh, in Calamba. Okay? Sinundo ako ng elf truck. Imagine that. So how lovely. So that's why I'm very grateful. Kasi
naka-uniform kayo.
Naka-uniform. Naka-uniform kami. Oo. I think until third year, and then fourth year and fifth year. Oo, hindi na naka-uniform. Parang because we're doing the OJTs already, 'di ba? Right. So that pwedeng hindi na naka-uniform during that time. I so enjoy, it's like this. I so enjoyed all the industries I've been with. Ayun, like, okay, nauna sa construction because I grew up to that, di ba? And then, with the passion of writing, I did that also under the Philippine Information Agency that I mentioned to you a while back, di ba? I very much practicing law of attraction, di ba? I keep on telling everyone that I want to write. I love to be on TV. I love to be in broadcasting. And everything... Alam mo yung law of attraction, di ba? You're shouting to the universe. And then, nagkaroon ako ng friend na nasa media. And then, they took me in also as a columnist of these different newspapers in Region 4A.
Yes.
So, yun. Talagang nailabas ko everything na gusto kong gawin during that time. And then, after that, naku, ang habang kwento na to, ha? Then, after that...
Ito yung journey mo na, journey. This is usually our first part, yung... Paano ba? Like, how did you become who you are now? Anong pinagdaanan mo?
Yeah.
It's really important because people, para they will understand, di ba?
Yes. I learned so much in terms of writing professionally kasi hindi naman ako journalism graduate, di ba? I learned so much during that time because of the RD, the Regional Director of Philippine Information Agency. Binigyan ako ng libro na to, no? Sa basahin mo yan. Come again?
Who was the RD? Who was the Regional Director?
I forgot even the last name eh. Parang Kabaktulan, something like that eh, in Calamba. All the regional offices, of course, of dito sa Philippines, usually in Calamba eh.
Yes,
diba? So, as in totally, it's very, very honest, very, very kind, and talagang tuwid na daan eh. No, binigyan ako ng book to study. Ito ang gawin mo. Sabi niyang ganun. And then, talagang tinuruan ako how to deal with even in writing. We had an editor during that time also, of course. Mm-hmm. Pero talagang ang galing nitong director na to. Hindi ko na lang ma-recall kung sino siya eh. Pero super, super galing talaga. Even yung, alam mo, yung sasakyan niya that pinapahiram sa kanya ng PIA, iniiwan niya sa office. Hindi niya ginagamit pa uwi ng bahay. Diba talagang pang ano talaga, pang official business.
Okay, super.
I learned so much from him. So ayun, but during that time under the PIA, and then after, during that, yun nga, nagsusulat ako, I'm also doing the construction na. May mga multiple construction ako, siguro mga tatlong houses. I'm an accredited also under the University of the Philippines and FPRDI. So I'm doing a lot of businesses or construction during that time also, which at the same time also, I'm writing. Right. Diba? Kasi alam mo nga, pag-passion natin, alam mo, pagkatingin ko, nung mga, kung nasaan na ba yung level na natatayo doon sa bahay, pagpipintura, mm-hmm. teka muna, daan ako sa office, and then checking what I can contribute to PIA. Ayan. Yes. So, multitasking eh. For me kasi, you have 24 hours. Don't right. waste any time, di ba? Life is so short. So, basta kung meron akong kayang gawin, I'm executing it right away. Ayoko nung bukas na. Kita mo naman nung nag-usap tayo when you approach me. Di ba? So, I'm God. Like, okay, eto na.
Yeah,
oo, exactly. Di ba? Oo, asa ka.
Mabilis, so, di ba?
Yes, yes. And with so many things that's happening, hindi natin pwedeng ano eh, dyan muna. Kasi makakalimutan mo. Oo, di ba? So talaga, you really need to execute it right away. So yun yung sa construction, yun yung sa writing, as a columnist, as a writer, as a media coordinator, and a lot more. And then after that, so that's AGHB Home Builders. Yung sa parents ko kasi, Odessa Construction, under the name of my sister. Maria Odessa siya. So, that's Odessa Construction under my parents and my AGHB Builders or Andrew Home Builders, Andrew Grace Home Builders. That's the name of my husband and me. So, Andrew and Grace. And then, I established actually in 2010 naman, the Tag Media and Public Relations. Yung bang alam mo na to, oo na, basta i-register ko siya with everything, with all the business permit and everything else. Diyan lang siya. Without knowing or without planning anything, that I will have a publishing company. Alam mo yun? Yung nandyan lang siya. And then, during that time, yun nga, doing the public relations, helping a lot of businesses also in Metro Manila, in Asia Pacific, doing their PR, branding, and marketing. I enjoyed again, as in totally, ano, enjoy talaga rin ako. That's why I keep on mentioning, if you're focused in one thing and you love what you're doing, it's not work at all. Construction, media, and then doing PR, as in totally, wala akong, kumbaga, struggle. Ayan, that's why people keeps on asking me, ano ba yung challenges? Maybe ang ma-share ko with regards to challenges is always about people. In construction, in media, in public relations, in handling different kinds of businesses, it's always about people. Diba? Kasi iba't iba tayo ng mindset eh. Oo, we cannot assume na what we're thinking, yun din yung
iniisip nila. Tama natin. Tama, tama.
Correct. Kasi iba't iba tayo ng upbringing.
Correct. So, anyway, ang you are into several things, no? Iba't ibang industriya. But you were saying earlier na, wala eh, yun yung kinalakihan ko. That's how I enjoyed it. Kasi I used to do family business consulting. So yung usually, Filipino-Chinese, talagang ganun. I mean, standard. If they have a hardware, pasok ka talaga agad. But some of them don't enjoy it. Yung talagang ano lang, kumbaga, filial piety ba na gusto ni mama, gusto ni papa, di susunod na lang ako, di ba? In your case, that was different. Now, moving forward into where you are now, di ba, iba't ibang industries, and then you now have like an overview of like the construction industry, the PR industry, marketing. Ano sa tingin mo yung siguro pinaka, of course, you have yung Rising Tigers magazine also. Ano yung pinaka more or less masasabi mong, kasi when we talk about like Brand Philippines, ikaw na yun eh, parang you may cross section ka ng iba't ibang industriya and you can see things improving or moving downwards, yung mga ganun. Ano sa tingin mo yung pinaka well, shall I say favorite or yung paborito mong gawin na it's really for the country, para bang alam mo na nakakatulong ka aside from of course the income, the revenue, you're able to help different people. Yung sinasabi mo kanina, iba-ibang tao, their iba-ibang upbringing, ang hirap talaga, 'di ba? But ano yung pinaka kumbaga highlight nung career mo sa tingin mo, and then how has it improved your yung kumbaga from your upbringing na entrepreneur ka, paano, ano yung pinaka milestone or highlight mo ngayon at your current level ito sa career mo? Yeah.
Okay na to. Ano, palagi may question din na ganyan. Pero, meron ako hindi pa na i-share na story. Sure, I work so in other companies. Okay. Siguro, one of the turning point also is to understand how to become an employee. Alam mo yun? So, nag-work ako, siguro 3 companies also. I'm doing the construction, I'm doing also the media, but at the same time, I tried also to work in different companies and to understand na hindi pala ganun. Kasi when I joined the family's company, alam mo yung feeling na you're the boss, di ba? Kahit na I'm doing this kind of things, kung pwede siguro mag-janitor ako, kung pwede dun sa company ng parents ko, I'm going to do that just to help out. Pero iba pala yung namasukan ka na to. Diba? Yung, teka muna, teka yung boss, nakatingin sa laptop mo. Diba? I'm like, oh my God, may ganun pala na, teka muna, you need to become, be careful also on everything that, especially the treatment with your co-employees. Yun yung hindi ko naranasan for so many years. Diba? Yeah. So, ang one thing na realize ko doon is you really need to have a camaraderie also with the employees. Diba?
Mga kasama mo sa work, right? Diba?
Iba kasi nung biglang pumasok ko sa company ng parents ko, boss ka kaagad eh. Yes. Diba? Kaya hindi ko naranasan anything during that time bago ako magkaroon my own company na ano ba yung feeling nitong mga tao? Diba? Kasi very fast pace ang construction. My parents, especially in Laguna, 7 o'clock pa lang, bukas na ang store nila. Unlike in Manila, di ba, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Kami, gising kami ng 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Ganun kami kaagang gumising in Laguna. Maybe because of the pagtalaok ng manok also. Alam mo yun, rinig mo, nandiyan na, nang gising. And then, alam mo yung nakikita mo yung mga carpenters.
Mas productive.
Ang aga, oo. Kaya when I met my husband who worked in Manila na parang 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm like, oh my gosh, ang late nyo na. Di ba? Tapos hanggang 5 o'clock lang, I'm like, oh my gosh, kami basta may tao pa. We keep on serving the people. Di ba? Yes. Hindi ka magpo-close. Basta ma-share mo and also ma-serve mo yung gusto ng mga customers. Ganun ako. Oo. If I can work for hours, as in if I can put my 1,000% just to accomplish one thing, I'll do that. Yun din yung tinuro ko sa mga tao ko. I keep on hiring women eh. So I told them, kung kaya kong umakyat ng roof, magbilang ng mga text crew, you need to do that too. Kasi paano kung wala ako? Diba? Yeah. So, balik tayo sa employment. So yun yung na-learn ko talaga. You need to understand them also. Of course, they have also their own family. Yun nga, minsan nga, yung co-employee ko, kala ko, staff ko. Di ba? Kasi yung mindset mo, what's nice lang dito sa pinag-workan ko, I keep on, I'm always directly reporting to the owner of the company. Yes. Alam mo yun, yung walang in-between. So I'm very, very grateful also with that kind of experience. Kasi direct ako sa may-ari ng company. So, as a social PR, I work as a social PR in a big online gaming company na yung CEO nasa Forbes magazine. Tapos,
parang alam ko yan, ha?
Oo, ayan. I did that also and I super enjoy so much the office at RCB last time. Yeah, yung mga big companies. And then, I work also in advertising company in QC na super layo. Oh my gosh, talagang nahirapan ako in terms of travel during that time. Pero, I learned so much also. And then, with Robert Yupanco, who is now my business partner, I worked with him also 13 years ago. Diba? Wow. So, 13 years ago as a COO niya. So I'm super blessed with all the bosses, with all the companies.
Which company yan? Yung kay Robert? For which company?
Oh my Kaya he owns Humanity Group, di ba? The 5-team parts are in the Philippines. Right. So, ang first business development lead ako. And then after siguro a week or 2 weeks, he made me the COO. So I'm super, super grateful to him. And then now, ayun niya, we're together as business partners. He made me even part of the Yupanco Group board. So I'm very, very thankful for the trust of these bosses, no? So, o balik tayo dun sa turning point. I think, yun niya, with the favorite, I think everything's kasi all the companies favorite ko. May isa pa akong hindi na-mention. I have AAA Cosmetics and Trading Company. So, that's beauty products naman and also vitamins. So, we have Rejuve, we have lipstick, lip tint, and also soap. So, and also vitamins, the immune. That's ours also. So, we that manufacture
that. Superwoman. Superwoman talaga. Lahat ng industries. Almost.
Hindi, just ano, I enjoyed so much as I mentioned to you, I enjoyed all the industries na kung saan nandun ako. With Robert Yupanco, that's tourism. Diba? That's tourism. Right. So, even until now, I'm helping them. I keep on doing, bringing all the media also, and then even the business development, if I can help out as part of the board. So, as in totally with all those different industries, super, super namang na-learn din ako. That's why I keep on sharing also the skills and the expertise na napag-aralan ko. Oo. So, but now, the most fulfilling, ito I think, ma-share ko, the most fulfilling is the magazine. Away. The magazine kasi, I keeps on learning with also a lot of featured leaders. With the magazine, target namin is 15 to 25 featured leaders. Lahat yon minute ko eh. Lahat yon kinausap ko. Oo. We did the pictorial. We did also the interviews. And every time, nandun ako. Oo. And also, as the COO, ako yung nakaharap eh. Diba? Yeah. My husband, Andrew, is the CEO of Rising Tigers Trading. The one handling the Rising Tigers magazine. That's why it's super fulfilling also because we're together. Diba? So,
media as an entertainer. Iba talaga ang media. I mean, iba ang media. Kasi you feature so many people. Eh, collectively, diba? Para siyang brand Philippines eh. Iba-ibang brands eh, diba?
Ayun. That's
sige, tuloy mo lang. Go ahead.
That's right. And they're from different industries. And not only that, no? Ang gagaling nito na to. Yeah. Diba? Parang who am I with Captain Stanley Nang of Philippine Airlines with DILG secretary who was the campaign manager of BBM. Diba? Oh. Ang gagaling nito talagang knowing them and also calling them and giving me all the information. It's super fulfilling. And not only that, no, inspiring of course mga tao. That's one thing also. The main objective of TAG Media and Public Relations is really information dissemination. But with Rising Tigers Magazine, it's to inspire. Diba? That's why we keep on highlighting, very choosy tayo to sino rin yung pinifigure natin. Don't forget also that bago natin i-release yung issue, we had an event, we're having events to feature them or to highlight them in an event, di ba? So, as in totally inspiring the Filipino people, I think that's what we need also right now. With all the challenges, with after the COVID, and with all the problems that we have right now, siguro dapat naman, ano, para maintindihan din natin how they pivot and also how they did it. Di ba, kahit papano, makakuha tayo ng mga lessons, learning, and strategies. So that's why I think Rising Tigers magazine. Saka with the magazine, imagine everyone's going to digital and yet eto kami nagpiprint. And it's very overwhelming the output and also the acceptance of the people. So nasa sold out siya. We're the most distributed magazine right now in national bookstores. Kung pupunta ka sa 5 national bookstores, siguro out of 5, 3 nandun kami. Okay, I check also all the branches and we're very, very overwhelmed with the sales, with the outcome, with the result. Mm-hmm. And so, ang dami-dami who likes to be featured also.
Yeah.
So, I think it's the most fulfilling. Na to, ang hirap gumawa ng content, ha?
Oo naman. Publishing pad, pinakamahirap.
Correct, yeah. Correct. Ang target namin always is to have a minimum of 150 pages. So, yeah. With the 150 pages, and if you're going to check, it's almost the same, the thickness and also yung mga sukat niya. And everything with the leading magazine, even fashion magazines that we have right now, not only locally, but also internationally. So, mm-hmm. ang gusto natin ganun, if we're going to do something, di ba? Ibigay mo na 1,000% mo.
Yes. Something it has like to be that. Branded talaga. I mean, brand Philippines. Yung pa rin, di ba? At the end of the day.
Correct, correct. Yung parang hindi second rate, di ba? So, right. Even though it's expensive also to produce, that's what we're doing. Oo. So, kahit hindi kumikita itong magazines, we're just looking for the featured leaders who can inspire more also the Filipino people. Yun yung nakaka-inspire talaga also sa mga entrepreneur like us.
Ayun. Anyway, Grace, later, i-deepen natin yung discussion dyan. We will just go right into a short break. And then when we come back, let's discuss your advocacies, itong Rising Tigers magazine, and of course, yung inspiration that it's giving a lot of people. So ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with Grace Bondad. Back, you're still watching TNC hashtag para sa bayan. Please watch all our other shows here on TNC. Of course, this is TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our channel is a responsible global 24/7 platform that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. Also, don't forget to watch our show, hashtag Para Sa Bayan, every Saturdays at 9 p.m. And you can watch live or replay via Facebook or YouTube. Follow us on IG. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search hashtag TNC Now. For sponsorships, please email now at the new channel or send us a DM. Enjoy these life-changing shows because we made them just for you. Also, don't forget, enjoy Zinc C from Sante Barley. No, it's really a great vitamins with also zinc in one tablet. So, ang ganda, brain plus resistance, no, immunity. So we're coming back now with our guest, our special guest, of course, Engineer Grace Nicolas Bondad. Bondad, Nicole. Alam mo, yung Bondad reminds me of somebody from UST.
Oh. So Bondad from San Pablo yan eh, mga Bondad. Everyone's na Bondad na makikilala mo, ang root lahat yan, San Pablo City. San Pablo in Laguna.
City. Yes. The city of seven lakes.
Yes, that's right. Inviting everyone in Laguna.
Oo nga. So anyway, my favorite places, of course, San Pablo, pag Laguna, Mahayhay, Liliu, di ba Laguna pa rin?
Yes, Liliu.
Oh, ang ganda ng Liliu, ah. I realized yung friend ko is from Liliu, eh. So sabi ko, ang ganda-ganda pala dyan. Panay post niya eh. So anyway, going back, so kanina, we discussed your journey from being a young entrepreneur from elementary, kumbaga, na-train ka na sa being an entrepreneur. And that's where it really starts, di ba? Tapos yung suppliers, dealing with employees, dealing with regular people. And then you mentioned that moving forward, you put up your own mga small enterprises at the start. And then you also went into corporate, no? With the Yupanco Group also. So naalala ko yung Yupanco Group, ano namin, clients namin sa telecoms. I used to be with the paging industry and also with the telcos, with Smart. I used to be with Smart. Kaya nung na-mention mo yung mga phones na hindi pa prepaid, biglang naalala ko yung career ko in Makati. Dati kasi we were in Rufino building way back. So doon din ako na-train ng marketing because my boss was the famous Boy Martires of Smart. So, ang kota namin noon, grabe. So, everyday, ilan ka na? Pagdaan mo sa elevator, ilan ka na? Ibig sabihin, ilan na yung benta mo?
Correct, yes. May pressure.
Pressure talaga. So, you had a lot of money as a salesperson. Kasi we were handling regional sales o NCR, Metro Manila sales. No? So we had to deal with both dealers like you. You're for dealers and agents. So every day, non-stop yan. Phone.
sikat talaga ang Smart. Yeah. Diba? I keep on going to San Pablo during that time kasi yung main hub nasa San Pablo. Tapos you need to pay a bond. During that time, pagkuha ko ng units, kukuha ko ng 20 units, 30 units, may bond ako na iniiwan, di ba? Parang may ganun eh. And then you need to go back kasi papa-activate mo yung phone.
Yes. May activation.
Diba? Naalala ko ah. Oo. That's in during... in my college na yan eh. Oo. So,
matake pa nun kasi ibig sabihin, medyo may gap tayo na malaki-laki. Kasi you were in college, tapos ako, I was already working. So, ibig sabihin, mga a few years ahead.
A few years, di ba, na ito? A few years, yes.
But then again, kita mo, I mean, you were with engineering, you were with PR, you were... And then you mentioned na love mo siya, no? It's really... So, ikaw, aside from being an engineer, you are like what we call a generalist, no? kasi you can tackle like different industries, eh, di ba? So tell me, like when you were talking earlier about yung feeling, yung highlight ngayon, no, about publishing. We know for a fact that publishing is ano eh, yung traditional na siguro broadsheets, newspapers, news, napupunta na sa social media. But I think for your particular type of ano, yung itong Rising Tigers, for example, niche kasi siya eh. So it's really, I think it will stay on a lot longer. Tapos, di ba may, alam mo yon, when you have that magazine in your company, it's really, ano eh, it's really something to, ano, parang, pababasa mo dun sa mga guest, if you're the CEO or the COO, oh, we're featured in Rising Tigers magazine. So, tell us more, like, how do you think Rising Tigers magazine and what you're doing, a lot, there's also something you do for Manila Times, right? It's an award, no? So, how does this really, in effect, you're really helping the country brand it, and tourism also, and the industries, inspire people. Sige nga, kwento mo sa amin, like, what are your future plans about Rising Tigers and all your other businesses?
Okay, ang dami mong question. Pero let me start first with the word that you mentioned, a generalist, no? Ngayon lang ako nakarinig telling me that I'm a generalist. Pero ang pangtapat ko dyan kasi, I think I'm only adaptable. Kung saan mo ko ilagay, ang point ko, ang main focus ko is how to make successful na nandun ako. Every time na mag-i-involve ako in any projects, whether it's not my project, it's their project, the same as what the Manila Times is doing right now, gusto ko palaging nag-excel ako or putting my 1,000% in that activity.
Right.
So yun, I think I'm adaptable. I'm treating problems and challenges as just part of success. So hindi ako na ano, hindi ako na tetreten, hindi ako na stress. So it's just part of life. Yun lang yung tingin, yun yung mindset ko dito sa that's why I can be in different industries. Oo. So with regards to the Manila Times, that's what's happening right now. The Manila Times partner with Tag Media and Public Relations. So we're the one executing, or we're going to execute the first awards under the Manila Times for the different industries. Kasi meron na sila before na mga awards for the municipalities. Meron silang ganon, and I supported that also before. Oo. Okay. So with this one, that's what will happen on May 18. That's Global Excellence Awards under the Manila Times. So I helped them also conceptualize it, and also yun nga, for the execution, Tag Media Public Relations is the one who will do that for them. They're very busy. They have 1 million following in their Facebook account, and they have monthly events also, di ba? Right. So sharing my expertise also is a plus point sa akin mismo, no? Na wow, thank you so much. It's still the Manila Times eh, 'di ba? Being pagkatiwalaan ka with that big company, for me it's already a bonus. So nakaka-attend na rin sila ng mga events ko under Asia Leaders Awards, under Rise Tigers Magazine. So siguro nakita rin nila that I can do it also for them, and knowing that it's the Manila Times, I'm very overwhelmed, and the whole Tag Media team grateful with the trust. Yun yun. And then with the Rising Tigers magazine, it's a quarterly issue. So again, we're very choosy with regards kung sino rin yung feature, and also kung sino yung ma-highlight dun sa mga events. We like to be each and everyone to be at par with each other. But don't forget, Rising Tigers, kung babasahin mo yung magazine, it says there, the nation builders and Rising Tigers. There's two categories in the magazine. We have the emerging leaders, who are the Rising Tigers, and also we have the icons or the nation builders. Magkaiba eh, di ba? We can compare the two. We have the emerging leaders, ito yung mga SMEs, ito yung mga young generation. Ito yung mga Captain Stanley ng Captain Lucio Tan III, 'di ba? Right. Na nag-i-start but they're already tycoons in their own way. We have example natin like Shawarma Shack. Shawarma Shack is only in early 30s, CEO and co-founder, and yet he owns more than 750 branches nationwide already. Di ba nakaka-inspire yun?
Imagine mo ang cash flow nun.
Imagine! Di ba? And that's why he keeps on traveling, di ba? So nakaka-inspire na, teka muna, kung may magbabasa nun, kung may magpa-follow sa kanya, I want also to wear Louis Vuitton. I want also to wear Christian Dior. And I want also to be in everywhere. Para nakaka-inspire because he's working so hard. Hindi naman yung parang binili lang niya yon from nothing eh. Diba? Oh. Super kaka-inspire itong mga taong to. And that's why you keep on featuring them online and also in print. So yun yung gusto na objective na ma-receive at ma-accept at makuha nitong ating mga viewers at ng ating mga readers. Diba? Right. Nakaka-inspire talaga, no? Isipin mong mabuti. At an early age, how come? Diba? May mga strategy yan. So every time that we featured them in an event, we're inviting also everyone to attend the event to meet these people. Kasi exceptional talent din itong mga to, di ba? So yun, to inspire and to highlight also these leaders of this generation. At the same time na to, we feature also Ernesto Talmantiong, the CEO of Jollibee. Di ba? Nation builder naman to. So, we keep on mentioning the Nation Builders and the Rising Tigers kasi ito talaga yung mga nakaka-inspire. While the Rising Tigers or the Emerging Leaders, nai-inspire to dito sa mga icons, dito sa mga Nation Builders naman. Diba? Yeah. So, if you're going to check the magazine, it has two categories, the Emerging and the icons already. So, maganda. Diba?
Those who have arrived, di ba? Parang ando na sila, like Ernest Talmantiong, and then siguro, the younger ones, yung mga young CEOs, just like us, we do yung sa Bounce Back PH also, and then we did an event na, ito naman puro bata, ito yung mga young CEOs, so we did it in Tagaytay. And it's interesting kasi is this the first that Manila Times will be doing this awards?
Yes, for the industries kasi meron sila yun nga they keep on doing that yearly yung about sa municipalities. So binibigyan ng award sa municipalities the mayors, 'di ba? Right. So but with the Manila Times Global Excellence Awards, it's the first time to give for the industries and not only for the industries but for the public servants also. So first time, so that's why we're very, very happy also, and that will be on May 18 at Centennial Hall in Manila Hotel.
Yeah. Nako, pupunta tayo dyan para makita natin how we can collaborate and how we can, you know, in other platforms. Sabi nga ni Apple, she was saying, si Grace should have a show here on TNC. Hopefully, pag hindi ka na masyadong busy. Or we can cross...
Oh. Oh, I'm very grateful with Apple na to. I think we met in 2012 pa. Oo. Yeah. When she was still in Adobo.
Adobo.
So I'm very grateful also that yun nga na-meet ko siya and I learned so much also from her. And then biglang eto nga meron na siyang TNC, but still meron pa rin siyang puzzle box, 'di ba? The BPO naman. Yeah. We tried to collaborate last time also eh. I brought her also sa office ng Yupangkos last time and also dun sa sinabi ko sa'yo that as a social PR, I think dinala ko rin siya dun sa office.
Basta pagka I understand, no, there's really so much to do kasi after the pandemic, the way na ina-award natin to mga industry leaders and also the rising tigers, it's very important kasi they provide inspiration for all the other entrepreneurs down there na who are struggling na if John Gokongwei with a bicycle can do it, And all those people who started, like you started in a hardware na very basic, di ba? It's really a store. Ganun naman talaga eh. Because a lot of the Chinese families that we do consulting for before sa family business started that way. Hardware, isang hardware or isang shop, nagpapautang ng motorsiklo, naging 187 branches, di ba? So, ganun eh. That's really how people start. Even, di ba, si Chinky Tan, no? Nagpaparent siya ng VHS tsaka videotapes before when wala pang Netflix. So, that's really how people start. Anyway, it's such a short, I mean, there's so much to discuss. But siguro, what I can ask you now into our call out lang natin, i-shout out lang natin isang mga nagko-comments. Yeah. Si Perry Parado Camba, we need more entrepreneurs such as Engineer Nicolas. Truly inspirational indeed, one of the nation builder of our country. Oh, di ba? Yan. So,
hi Perry.
Yan. So, before anong tingin mo, no? Like, how can you inspire other entrepreneurs? How can from humble beginnings to something more serious, more or bigger? Kasi, di ba, we have our population now, it's very young. It's 20, 24, 23 years old, the majority of our people. And the jobs are changing, di ba? Makikita mo yung trend eh. A lot of people are working from home now. A lot of real estate is losing. And may ChatGPT na, so some of the work is being replaced. And this is just the start, no? So, like, what do you think people can do, really? How can you inspire people to do more, to become entrepreneurs? Kasi it's hard, eh, di ba? It's not simple to become an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur and, you know, there are days na, sabi nga nila, there are days that parang gusto mo nalang magtrabaho uli sa corporate kasi at least sigurado kasi sweldo ka. As an entrepreneur, it's different, di ba? So, how can you inspire our PR audiences to go into entrepreneurship and maybe do what you're doing as well?
Okay na to. It's like this, no? I'm also certified Go Negosyo mentor. Okay, yeah. Go Negosyo DTI keeps on sending me to different parts of the country to talk about entrepreneurial mindsetting. That's the module one. The module two is marketing. And also the module eight, which is the business development. No, ito yung pinipresent na nitong mga mentees o mga SMEs o micro entrepreneur, yung mga projects nila. No? And they keep on asking, ano bang magandang negosyo? Paano ba maging isang entrepreneur, di ba? And with the 200 Go Negosyo mentors, and pag nag-uusap kami, ang lagi rin namang answer, eto, okay? Kung alam namin, di sana yun ang ginawa namin. Di ba, Nato? That's always, yan yung hindi ko makalimutan na binanggit din ni Ray Lapid, yung namayapang Ray Lapid of Lapid's Chicharon, no? Right. Kasi when I invited him as one of the speakers in La Consolacion last time, yun yung sinabi niya, kung alam natin, di sana tayo nang gumawa, di ba? But everything boils down. Don't forget everyone. Kung ano talaga yung passion mo eh. Don't forget, I studied industrial engineering. I established an engineering company, construction company. And then I took master's in management, major engineering management. Pero at the end, it's really your passion.
Right.
Ang gusto ko talaga nung college na to, para ma-share ko to everyone, which yun din naman na lagi kong kinukwento, is journalism na to. Okay?
Talaga yung original dream.
But in UP, walang journalism but DevCom. Diba? So, in Los Baños, UP Los Baños, hindi ako nakapasa na to. Diba? Sa DevCom. And I asked my mother, Mom, ano bang pinakamahirap na course? At yun ang kukuhanin ko sa letran. Na to.
Yeah, engineering.
I'm in engineering. And that's 5 years, imagine na to, di ba?
And the math, di ba? Ang hirap
sa math. Yeah, so with all the things that happened already, if you're going to check, no, with all the learnings, with all the companies, with all the businesses, saan ako napapunta pa rin? In media, kung saan yung passion ko talaga, di ba? Although I'm doing a lot of things pa rin, pero ito yung baby ko, and yun yung binanggit ko rin naman sa'yo na fulfillment talaga, dito ko nakita rin. With maybe not only that, but also for the information dissemination that I mentioned, the first objective of TAG Media Group, of TAG Media and Public Relations, which we built in 2010, diba? And now it's 13 years, and now with the Rising Tigers. So, if you're going to ask me again, ano ba talaga, paano ba kumita, ano ba talaga yung magandang negosyo, you check first, ano ba talaga yung gusto mo? And then you focus on it. Kasi at the end of the day, dun din ang punta mo eh. Kahit magpaliko-liko-liko ka pa, di ba? Parang sa simbahan din ang punta. That's the first. Imagine na to, kung nakapasa ako sa UP of that course, and then I pursue journalism, di ba? So straight lang. Pero again, I'm happy, I'm grateful to all the industries that I've been with and I'm still with. Di ba? With Robert, with all the restaurants promotion, with all the tourism promotions, with all the things that I'm doing right now, I'm still grateful. But then again, the one thing, my baby right now is Rising Tigers Magazine. And I think that I can help more also with the publishing of that magazine. Especially for the branding. Not only for the branding, but also to promote the Philippines as the premier business hub in Asia. Kasi not only we're in print, but also we have the website, and we have the Facebook, we have the Instagram, and soon, of course, on Twitter. So, we innovate, di ba? As I mentioned, I'm adaptable. So, we keep on learning also. With the help of my daughter right now, who is the CMO, Andrea Nicolas, she's the chief marketing officer right now of Rising Tigers.
How young is your daughter?
Yeah, she's only 23. She's still, But then again, she helps so much. Young mind eh. Diba? Yeah. She's the creative one. Oo.
You'd be surprised. So, yung mga 23-year-old ngayon, grabe mag-isip. Ang gagaling. In fairness.
That's true. Right. That's true. Sila talaga yung next generation. And they're doing it right now. Diba? Right. So I'm very grateful and thankful also with the help of Andrea.
Nako, Grace. Ang bilis ng oras.
Tapos na ba? Kulang pa eh.
Ha? Meron pa tayong a few minutes. Pero anyway, siguro with that, we'd like to thank you, Grace, for gracing the show and telling us more about your life as an entrepreneur, your life now as a publisher of Rising Tigers Magazine, helping a lot of people. Sayang kung may time. Yung common ground po namin, mga kaibigan na nanonood, pareho po kaming Kiwanians. We are in the Kiwanis Club International, both of us. Kaya lang, syempre, si Grace, boss namin, kasi lieutenant governor. So, she's also into serving the children advocacy. So, napakarami pong ginagawa. So, super busy. Grace, thank you for joining us in this episode. Nako, nakakatuwa.
My pleasure.
Kasi we met, I think, 2014, siguro, mga ganun. Nasa Globaltronics.
Yeah, around the time.
So, I was still CEO of Globaltronics. And then, 2016 ako umexit eh. Parang went on my own for PR din. Public relations and marketing. So, and also, we're both in Go Negosyo as mentors. And we're so happy to have had you in this show, ako, Grace. Sana hindi ka
pleasure.
Hindi ka magsasawang mag-guest sa The New Chat. So that's
marami
it.
Marami hindi pa na-discuss.
Oo nga eh. Part 2.
Part 2.
So ladies and gentlemen, that has been Grace Bondad Nicolas. Of course, she's the publisher of Rising Tigers Magazine. Buy your copy of Rising Tigers Magazine and also follow her on her social media accounts, and of course follow Rising Tigers. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. We'd like to thank Tuburan Coffee, Globe also, and of course our sponsors, Zinc C, Sante Barley, no? Thank you for supporting TNC with your products. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you, Grace, and hope to see you soon. Bye, guys. Thank you po sa panonood. Always watch hashtag Para sa Bayan here every Saturday 9 p.m. Thank you and good night. God bless you all.